Today's reading begins in Judges chapter 1, verse 27. Judges 1, verse 27. Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean and its villages, or Taanach with its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ibleam with its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites persisted in dwelling in that land. When Israel grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not drive them out completely. And Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites lived in Gezer among them. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron or the inhabitants of Nahalol, so the Canaanites lived among them, but became subject to forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko or the inhabitants of Sidon or Aleb or Akzib or Helba or of Aphek or of Rehob, so the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh or the inhabitants of Beth-Anath, so they lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh and of Beth-Anath became subject to forced labor for them. The Amorites pressed the people of Dan back into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the plain. The Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Hares, in Ajalon, and in Shehelbim, but the hand of the house of Joseph rested heavily on them, and they became subject to forced labor. And the border of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim, from Selah and upward. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you into the land that I swore to give to your fathers. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall break down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. What is this you have done? So now I say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall become thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare to you. As soon as the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the people of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim. And they sacrificed there to the Lord. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years. And they buried him within the boundaries of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gash. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work he had done for Israel. You are probably familiar enough with what's going on in the book of Judges beginning here that you realize that the problems have already begun. Now, the end of our reading tells us that another generation arose that did not know the Lord nor the work that he had done for Israel. Let me ask you a question for thought. Whose fault was that? When the Lord brought them out of Egypt, he set in place certain things that they were to observe on a regular basis in order to remind them of the God that they serve, what he has done, and that they were supposed to pass that down from generation to generation. But apparently that was not done, because here another generation arises that did not know the Lord and did not know the work that he had done for Israel. So they failed in that measure. The second thing is that they were told when they came into this land that they were to utterly destroy the inhabitants, and they were not to allow them to stay. They were not to intermingle with them. They were to be pure. But we find that they didn't do that as well. It says several times, they did not drive out the inhabitants. They did not drive out the inhabitants. They allowed them to stay. And whether they used them as forced labor or not doesn't matter. They're still going to be influenced by them. And this is the beginning of that stone rolling downhill where we're going to start seeing the unfaithfulness of Israel and the arise of the judges. It's going to start that cyclical pattern where they fall away from the Lord, and then the Lord punishes them, and then they cry out to him. We need to think about our own faithfulness in both of these respects that we see in this passage today. One is we need to make sure that all generations know the Lord so they can serve Him. We need to fulfill our responsibility as parents and grandparents to pass on our faith to others, to tell them about our faith, why we believe, and tell them about the good things of the Lord. The other is we need to follow what the Lord tells us to do, whether we understand it or not. I don't know what was going through their minds. Maybe they thought, hey, we're going to need some labor, so let's just keep these guys around. We'll just force them to do this work for us. I don't know if that's what went through their mind or not, but was that a valid excuse to not do what the Lord told them to do? Absolutely not. We need to follow through on the commands that the Lord gives to us. So think on these things today, and as always, I ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.